So you see, the story continues. On our way, somehow, to reach Uncle Leon, traveled on whatever way was available, hitchhiking. Everybody was on the move. And then we spent a night in a German town not far from Stuttgart. We were traveling towards Stuttgart, and we hitchhiked a ride on a truck. It was evening, and the driver of the truck said, you know, Stuttgart is bombed. You won't find a place to spend the night. But we're going to drive through this little town, 14 kilometers from Stuttgart, called Ludwigsburg. It's in Baden-Württemberg. That town has not been bombed, because traditionally large cities were bombed, small towns were left standing. And he says, I'll drop you off here, spend the night. He told us what to do, and then tomorrow you can continue your trip to Stuttgart. He dropped us off by these tall stairs in front of a church in Ludwigsburg. I remember that so clearly. And as we got off the truck, my father grabbed his chest, and he fell. And mother told me to stay with him, and she ran for help. And it's in Ludwigsburg, by chance, never heard of the place before, that we, after all kinds of long struggle, stayed. And it is in Ludwigsburg in 1952 where I met an American soldier, Herb Unterman, who became my husband, and that is how I came to the United States.
Your father, then, he grabbed his heart. What was happening?
Well, mother ran for help. And this wasn't far from the mayor's office in that city. And what happened in those towns was that when the Nazis fled, whoever the mayor was and his cronies, they fled. And the occupation force installed people who were in the opposition to the Nazis. They were known or brought them in from France or somewhere and installed them as burgermeisters, as mayors of these little towns and big cities. So first they got someone to take care of my dad. He suffered a heart attack. And I don't know if I should even go into all this that happened afterwards, because it's also unbelievable. There was no plan. You just tried to survive. Okay, the war is over. We are no longer hunted. But now we have to eat. You have to have a roof over your head. And there we were in Ludwigsburg, where there were no other Jewish people. And the mayor, who was installed by the French, he wanted to help us. He became a friend. And the story from then on just takes on all kinds of strange circumstances.
Your father, did he survive that heart attack?
Yes, my father did, but he was very weak.
Is that where your parents continued to live
and
lived until their death?
Yes, they tried to leave. We were on our way to Cyprus to go to Israel. All kinds of things happened, but eventually they returned to Ludwigsburg, where there was safety and life. My brother was born there in 1948. It was always just for time being, just for time being. And then when they realized that, you know, you couldn't go anywhere right away, it's just for time being, what to do with me? I just had a little bit of schooling and I was 12 years old. No one knew what to do with me. I was concerned about one thing, to look like a girl. My hair was just beginning to grow in. And I wanted to be like all the other girls. And we didn't talk about the past. Very few people did. That is true of many survivors and American veterans. People just wanted to go on living. And the past was not talked about. No one asked and no one talked. Most people who survived were late teens and early adults, those that were strong enough, young adults. old people. There weren't any old people who survived, and very, very few children. Were it not for the factory, I wouldn't be here now. So in Bergen-Belsen, those people who survived lost their families, husbands, wives, and of course the children. Within a very short time, they found a mate, were married, and had children very soon afterwards. The highest rate of babies born was at that time in the 40s after the war in the DP camps, particularly in Bergen-Belsen. And I was involved in bringing a program about it to Tulsa. I have books on it. There was this need to live. It's a very strong impulse among humans. And we see it, I'm a gardener, in nature also. Jewish people traditionally have overcome nothing like this, but horrendous, horrendous tragedies, and went on. And that was the focus of most, to go on.